Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
A recent study out today has found that parents who, you know, the parents that tend to act aggressively on the sidelines of their own kids' sports matches and games and the training sessions, well, that's more likely to influence your child to then take part in antisocial behaviour, either towards their own teammates or their opponents. Take a listen to the founder of the Silent Sideline campaign and Castleknock Celtic coach Antonio Montero. He was chatting about this, he was talking about this actually on Breakfast earlier today. But Jen Hogan, who's an author and columnist at the Irish Times, is with me on the line. Jen, have you noticed this aggression?
Absolutely. I mean, this isn't a new thing. It's just perhaps maybe getting a little bit worse. It's funny because I think we have maybe heightened awareness about it, but at the same time, we also have continued confusion of passion and aggression. And there is this kind of belief, you know, when people are G-ing on their kids or other kids or the team or criticising other teams on the pitch, that this is somehow helpful. But all we're doing is we're sending this message to our kids, and it's coming from parents, their own parents, it's coming from parents on the sideline who might be from the same team or the opposing team, and it's coming from coaches too. And that's not to criticise coaches, because there are some amazing coaches. My own husband's a coach. I know how much work goes into it. But the adults in the picture are the ones who are creating the difficulties. The kids, of course, are going to just listen to what's being said to them, see the sort of commentary that's coming their way, and behave accordingly, particularly if they're hearing, come on, you're not into it enough. You're not getting into it enough.
Or give the ball to Jen, or get the ball to Jen, or something like that.
So and even the swearing, and like, I am not somebody who's averse to swearing, or even somebody who shies away from myself. I'm not on the sidelines, I mean. But you know, it's not the language itself that's necessary. The problem is the aggression with which it's directed at players. Sometimes as they get older, you'll see it more as they kind of move into the teen years, but you definitely see it in the younger years too. And it's everywhere around us. And you know, it isn't just, I suppose, on the sidelines too. It's even what kids are watching with professionals and with adults playing too. It's this confusion again of passion and aggression.
Ollie is on the line as well, Jen. Ollie, what have you noticed or experienced on the sidelines from parents?
Hi, Andrea. So I've done a lot of coaching over the years between rugby and GAA. There's no place for that form of aggression or that negativity towards children. But I don't agree with the silent sideline. I've been coaching kids. I am very loud. I'm blessed with a loud voice. But using words like excellent, well done, outstanding, keep it up, go again, that's all right. You see children rising from that. You see the shoulders rising, and you can see them really enjoying their game with that level of support and encouragement. So I'm not against, I am against the aggression on the sideline, but I'm not for the silent sideline. I don't think there's necessity for that.
How like frequent would you notice or see or witness that level of aggression though from parents, Ollie?
I honestly don't see it a huge amount. You have your different occasions, and sometimes you see it, but I won't see it a huge amount. And I am on a pitch on a very regular basis.
Well, that's good.
Certain parents or certain areas, but it's not. I genuinely don't see it a huge amount.
Okay. What about you, Tommy? Do you see much?
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Grand, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Do you see much aggression on the sideline?
No, my point would be quite simple, that for me it's up to the coach to talk to parents and players and instill a behavioural pattern that coach wants. So your parents can shout the sideline or support from the sideline, but as Ollie said, it's all positive. It's all done through that. They don't coach the kids. If they want to coach, they come and talk to the coach himself. And that's the way I've always handled it. We have a pre-season meeting. We go through everything we're looking for, what our expectations are for the season, and try and get everybody on board.
So you're in the coaching game yourself, Tommy, are you? So you actually have a kind of a, there's a meeting then with parents, is there, at the start of the season?
Yeah.
And they kind of, but then there's a sort of a rule setting, isn't there? There's boundaries.
Yeah, basically that's it. What we're doing is we're saying, well, this is what our expectations are of the season. This is what we want you to support your kids. And we say the same to the kids. And we just set out the rules, no language, no shouting negative stuff and all. And parents love it because they get involved in it then. They're part of it.
Do you do something similar, Ollie? Does that happen in most clubs?
It would. We mightn't have had a meeting with the parents, but if there is someone being over-aggressive or someone loud, they are spoken to. They're asked to refrain, quieten it down. But as I said, we wouldn't have seen a huge amount of incidents from over-aggressive parents shouting at kids or shouting abuse. or cursing. I wouldn't have seen a huge amount of it. More so at the younger age, maybe as he gets a bit more older, gets a bit more competitive, people get a bit more enthusiastic, a bit more excited, you might have to say it then. But
you're against the idea of the silent sideline, Ollie. What about you, Jen? Do you think it would work?
No, I think it should be kind of a last resort. I agree totally with it. You'd love to hear the encouragement. You want the parents to kind of be there and supporting their children, but supporting, I suppose, the team as a whole. The difficulty is when parents don't know how to behave, and it is brilliant. I mean, the message needs to come clear from the from clubs. It needs to be clear and direct and consistent that it won't be tolerated. But you will see anybody who has stood on pitches over the years, and it's been many years I've been standing on different pitch sidelines of different sports. And thankfully, most of it is fine. But there still have been plenty of instances over the years where you will see that some of it is actually led by perhaps aggressive coaches who maybe have a very different approach to the approach that you would like to see and maybe the approach that your own coach has. And parents on the sideline who aren't corrected. So I would think it's a terrible pity if we had to resort to a silent sideline, because I'd prefer to see encouragement. But I would rather the silent sideline than some of the aggressive sidelines that you do see and are still out there. And it is definitely worse as they get older. But it happens. I mean, I've seen people roaring at younger kids, under 10s, under 8s, oh, get into them, killer and stuff. And, okay, maybe it doesn't sound quite as horrible, but they're kids, like, and we have a little bit of perspective and the sort of things that are being shouted at. But it happens, like I said, it's not just there. It's across the board in sport, and it even needs to come back to, when we talk about the influence that we have on our children, even if we're watching adult sports ourselves, the idea that if you've got a kid with you, if you've taken a child to a match, you'll be unlikely not to, or it'll be unlikely that you'll have a situation where you won't witness some sort of crowd frustration, maybe an aggressive comment passed to a player. And that's not acceptable either. That would be family occasions.
The listener here says, I go to all of my daughter's matches, and it's the parents that rarely go that are the worst in terms of the aggression. They show up and think that they know better than the coach, and they just start shouting and cursing. Are you in favour of the silent sideline, Tommy?
No, I think we should be able to have the atmosphere is half of what it's about. Everybody's around the pitch. Let's have a bit of fun and enjoy it. And everybody, a lot of the kids are playing. The parents, there's nothing wrong with them being partaking in the game and supporting their team.
Is there more the clubs can do, Tommy? You know, I know you as a coach and your club talk to parents at the start of the season, but are there other steps the clubs can take?
I think that's a big thing. I think the parents in the club, the coaches should set out, and the club should back that. And I also think, and the girl is right, sometimes if you get aggressive managers, the club should deal with that. Quite often, an aggressive manager is himself or herself a bit of a bully, and sometimes they intimidate the committee. The club should deal with that. If one of their managers is acting out, the manager should be told to calm down or whatever steps are necessary.
Yeah, the abuse I hear from the sidelines, says this listener, towards the ref is disgraceful. My son plays under 14s now. It's been going on since he was under the age of 8. So I do think more needs to be done, the language from the sideline as well. So what more do you think then, Jen, that the clubs could do?
Oh, sorry.
The clubs, you know what, if we have to start taking action against it, it sounds a really extreme thing, but the clubs do need to have a consistent, repeated message and it not tolerated. It's just a zero tolerance to any kind of aggression. And the refs, in fairness, the refs do get a hard time. Again, something else that you will see, forgetting, you know, that without the refs, we wouldn't have these kids' matches and our children wouldn't have the opportunity to play it. But there needs to be that consistent message across lots of things, but including across the aggression on the sidelines. And it needs to come from the top and be consistent and not a box-ticking thing that goes out even a once-off at the beginning of a season. There's a constant reminder and issues being addressed. It needs to happen.
Just on that, I was at an under 16 girls match a couple of weeks ago, says this texter, and a mentor abused the ref from the sideline. Called the ref the C word, an F and B, dreadful carry on that was going on in front of children. What more, Ollie, do you think the clubs could do?
Well, if you have that incident, a coach or parent should be asked to, more than asked to be enforced to stay away for a match ban or stay away from a number of games that they're not welcome and they're not adding anything. And more than likely, they're only embarrassing their own child at the end of the day. So they have no place there. It can be hard for clubs to enforce these rules because they're families, friends, but it should be taken serious if parents are acting like that towards a referee or coaches acting like that towards a referee.
Yeah, it was somebody here in favour of the silent sideline says, I actually think it's a great idea. It'll help kids make decisions for themselves, even as an adult playing team sports now. I hate hearing the well-meaning suggestions from the sideline. This texter, though, says they think the silent sideline is a retrograde step. There should be plenty of positive encouragement from the supporters, as well as shouting negative comments. A parent trying to coach their child can have a very negative impact on children. Parents should also leave the instruction totally to the coaches. This texter is a soccer coach in County Dublin. I've experienced some negative behaviour by parents and coaches. It's included aggressive behaviour as well, and matches being disbanded at a young age group in particular. And final one for the minute. In my experience, which is 30 years in the sidelines, says this listener, a lot of the time it's the coaches. They take it too seriously. The clubs need to deal with it more. Certain managers and coaches are successful and then they get away with it as a result. Keep them coming into us, 087 1400 106. Do we have a problem with parents' behaviour and attitudes on the sidelines? Jen Hogan, Ollie Tommy, thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.